This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, we have two fine gentlemen representing the credit union industry doing some really incredible work, not only for credit unions in general, but for CUSOs as well, which is what we're going to be talking about today. But before we dive into that topic, let's do some introductions, shall we? Right next to me, Mr. John Deering from the fine organization called Capstone. John, how are you, sir?
Doing very well, Mike. Thanks for having us today. Really
appreciate
it. You are
welcome. Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And then right below us is Mr. Brian Lauer from Messick Lauer and Smith, doing some amazing work for CUSOs out there. Brian, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Mike. But really excited to be here.
Indeed. Well, I'm excited to have you guys because obviously CUSOs are always top of mind for folks in this industry. And you guys are going to do a webinar on June 8th. 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's all going to be talking about key questions to ask when you are curious about CUSOs. So it's going to be one not to miss, and we'll put the link in the show notes so you can click right on and register as well. But in the meantime, first question up here, why contemplate a CUSO? John, I'm going to let you go first.
Well, thanks. I think first, I really appreciate joining us on this topic. It's he's known in the industry as the number one man in the business. So him bringing his name and brand and comments and education to the community is wonderful. So appreciate that. And allowing you, Mike, you allowing us to spread the word as well.
Oh, appreciate of course. That.
I think the main thing is that credit unions are always looking for new and exciting ways to expand and grow either their membership, their assets, their loans, pick a category, or on the other side, in-house, as far as operational efficiencies, how can we do more with less? We got, you know, the war on talent, so folks are getting stretched thin, additional costs for regulation and compliance. So there's a whole host of reasons why individual credit union organizations are interested today in CUSOs. And then on top of that, you have the whole evolution going on with the fintech community overlapping with the credit union, which leads to a lot of new and exciting things that Brian's working on in the CUSO world as well. So a lot of good reasons, I guess.
I think we were joking at NACUSO network conference a month or so ago about the number of CUSOs that are out. And we recall hearkening back to the old Apple commercials about, hey, there's an app for that. Well, now there's a CUSO for that. So having said that, Brian, because you're always helping folks start up CUSOs and keeping them running, and you do such a great job at that. So what are some key items to keep in mind when establishing a new CUSO when it comes to regulations, guidelines, all that type of stuff? What advice do you have for folks out there looking to fire one of these up?
Yeah, so thanks, Mike. I think that when you're thinking about starting a CUSO, the most important thing to remember is that you need a good business plan, a good vision for why it is you're starting a CUSO, or if you're going to invest in a CUSO, same thing. You know, you want to have a good strategic vision for why you are entering the market. As John just mentioned, you know, there's all sorts of reasons why you would want to get into the CUSO industry, whether that be forming a CUSO or investing in one. But CUSOs are just a tool in your strategic toolbox, and you really need to be careful that you are following your strategic plan as you move into the CUSO space. So I think the most important thing as you get started is thinking strategically and thinking how CUSOs fit into the broader strategy.
Yeah. What's your why? And then who do you want to partner with too, right? Would that be a fair assessment as well?
Absolutely. I mean, as soon as you start down the road and you've got a good vision as to why you're entering a space and you've got a good prospect, whether that be to form, you know, a company and or invest, you do want to think about your common vision that you're partnering with, you're collaborating with. We see too many times where people think they have a common vision, but they don't really get it mapped out. And then the next thing you know, you're there, you know, a year down the road, and some folks want some things to happen, some folks want the exit to happen. So you really do need to think about who you're partnering with and making sure that you have the same vision for that CUSO.
Yeah, indeed. And John, I see you shaking your head on Brian's last response. You want to add to it?
Well, absolutely. I mean, he's spot on. it's some credit unions go down the path of doing it themselves, right? A wholly owned CUSO, so they don't need to necessarily answer to other folks and build that alignment. It's more about the internal alignment. But when you bring in other partners, as Brian's rightly saying, you know, you have the alignment internally, and then you have also across with the partner group. And you know, we have a situation right now that, you know, we're not 1 year in, as Brian just said, or 2 years or 3 years. They're 5-6 years in, and total, you know, and this, they're at one end of the spectrum and the other as far as the group of credit unions on what to do next. And it's causing stagnation and problems because, you know, they're divided, if you will, about should we invest more in the future today and continue to put money to work here, or should we be looking at an alternative plan? Right? Because there's divergent perspectives on where the market's going, what the need in the market is, and quite frankly, how each of them is utilizing the CUSO internally.
So yeah. And that's, and you said that's 5 years in? 5 years? Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yikes. Okay. Well, that's an interesting issue to handle here. And Brian, so, and we talked about already the number of CUSOs out there. So why should you partner with an existing CUSO? Can you kind of hop on their train and take a ride with them, so to speak?
Yeah, so I think that's really thinking about collaboration, Mike. And, you know, the real truth of the matter is that one of the big reasons why CUSOs aren't important for credit unions is because you can get scale. And so you really do see some opportunities for credit unions to partner with an existing CUSO to increase the scale of that model and really make it successful. In addition to that, presumably that CUSO already has the expertise. So it's not just scale, but quality of expertise. They've got the expertise in place to provide a really good premium service. And so why would you want to try and recreate that wheel? You might as well just capitalize on the good expertise they have in that system already. Plus, when you join somebody that's already a going concern, that really gives you an opportunity to get going, you know, from day one instead of having to build it.
Yep.
And I'm sure John has horror stories of this too, but you know, you have folks that think they can build it and they think they're going to be profitable in 2 years and it takes six to be profitable, right? And so by joining with others, you know, if that's right for you in strategic vision, joining with others can certainly accelerate that process.
Well, and they also have an established track record, right? So you can see whether it's success or not, or it's about to be a success. So you can really kind of gauge that way too. So yeah. Absolutely. So and John, what are some current trends to be aware of in today's CUSO marketplace? Because it's always evolving, as we've seen over the years. I mean, especially if you attend a CUSO network conference, you can see the proliferation of CUSOs and they just cover so many facets of the industry. It's quite amazing, actually. So just talking about today, what current trends are you seeing?
Yeah, I mean, for touch on the CUSO, I think that's a fabulous venue for folks that want to learn and get educated and get exposure to everything that's going on. So spot on, they're a great, great organization. Brian's more heavily into it than I, but they are a great place to go seek information and potential partners. And I guess trends, though, there are a number that come to mind. The first Brian kind of alluded to a little bit is the expertise and the speed that's required today in the credit union community in order to meet the demands of the members today is very different than it was before, right? So speed and efficiency is critical. Think about the lending world, how that's changed over time with e-signatures as an example. Oh, yeah. And you know, speed to approval and more and more things done with AI rubrics and less done with paper. You know, just that whole has changed, you know, and it'll never go back, right? Mm-hmm. It's more about how do you incrementally increase the speed. So there's being there when you need to be there, when the members want to find something. So CUSOs are helping with that trend. There's the talent challenge that, you know, if you team with somebody in the CUSO community or fintech community and a credit union invests in a fintech and it becomes a CUSO, they get access, as Brian said, to people that have been there and done that. And their expertise, you don't need to build that team. They're going to be there for you immediately. Other trend lines, I guess, that come to mind is just this nonstop action, I guess, that's out there with fintechs looking for exposure and entry points into the credit union community. And a lot have found that if I find not only a pilot partner in the credit union space, but I have a credit union on my cap table, that will speed up my my growth cycle, right? Really? So that's a big trend line that's going on now. Think about all the material that's out there now on Circle and some of the other groups that are doing interesting things on the investment side. So that's a big trend line that, okay, that folks are keenly aware of today. On the flip side of that, right, just in the past year, liquidity has changed, right? You have a lot of extra money and deposits flowing in into the credit union community through COVID. And now we're seeing some other trend lines that might lead the other direction. Plus, oh, by the way, they have to put money aside for CECL requirements, plus additional this, additional that. So you see a different, I think, mindset today in the CUSO investment community than we did 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and 6 months ago, right? Because of some of these macro trends that are going on.
Yeah.
Brian is acutely involved in those.
One trend that I saw, and I don't know if it's a trend, but I mean, I know it's always happened, but maybe it's more, maybe it's percolated to the top a bit more, but is CUSOs partnering with other CUSOs and to help out a credit union in their needs. So I thought that was, I saw a lot of that. Again, going back to this year's NACUSO network, I saw a lot of that this year. I actually talked to a few folks partnering up. So I thought that was really encouraging, actually. So I really enjoyed seeing
collaboration. Sorry, Mike. I just, you know, absolutely, because there is an increased number of CUSOs out there, right? So more and more of them are seeing a good reason to buddy up with other CUSOs.
Exactly.
And do interesting things. For example, on the, you know, the IT side of things, you know, we're about three or four right now where CUSOs are coming together in some form or fashion, right, to do some bigger, better things. And oh, by the way, it's playing to the outsource trend line that's going on in the credit union community. Yes. So
no doubt. Yeah. Brian, did you want to add anything to that on that trend or any trends that you're seeing as well?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I answer this question very differently than I'm about to right now. But listening to the conversation, it makes me think that I think that the trend is always the same in CUSOs. And the reason I'm answering that differently is because I usually have, well, the trend was this then and now this and that, right? But no, I think the trend is collaboration. And ultimately, yeah, I really think that the trends in CUSOs that you see throughout the years that I've been doing this all relate to different ways that credit unions are collaborating within and their and without of their environment in order to succeed, right? And right now it's fintech for sure, mm-hmm, right? But it's not fintech like, oh, I want to invest like a VC and just make money and things like that. It's still, again, collaboration with the fintech, with the technology companies in order to create a better, as John said, better growth or better service for their members or better operations, you know, internally. But it's all about collaboration. In the past, we saw trends of collaboration where it was credit unions collaborating in back office, and that was really hot, right? And that the credit unions would come together and collaborate and try and reduce the operating expenses, get scale from a buying power perspective. And that's not necessarily gone away, but fintech is just more in the forefront now. Mm-hmm. And even before that, the trend was collaborating in lending and trying to get better expertise and more efficient and quality in your expertise in the lending space. And so credit unions came together in order to try and develop lending CUSOs. So like all those trends that you see right up till now where fintech is at the forefront are really all ways in which credit unions are collaborating, cooperatives cooperating, yeah, right, in order to create better member service and better quality of service for their institutions.
Yeah,
to be a part of it, to be honest.
Yeah. I think the other thing, though, is there's still this ongoing need in the credit union community to diversify. So I think there is an overlying trend in the community as well, that if I start to get involved in a number of CUSOs instead of all my eggs in one basket with CUSOs, I'm going to be better off in the end. So I think there's also that nuance to the situation as well.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. So, and so much, obviously we know there's so much upside here and the, and there's so many forms of collaboration that, yeah, we're totally taking it, totally leveraging it from so many angles here for sure. And Brian, I want to ask you one last question here. In the context of QSOs, what is meant by a holding company and why pursue that structure in this environment?
Yeah. So it's a thing that we've been pushing for the last or advising on for the last 5 to 10 years, really adds some advantages to the credit union's QSO strategy. Mm-hmm. Initially, we started recommending it because it was creating more efficiency and governance, right? You would almost delegate to a holding company your QSO strategy, the investment pieces, and you would put the individuals that you needed to be on that bus, you know, in the QSO and be able to be more nimble, be able to have more ready money available to them to make QSO investments.
Okay.
But it also creates a financial advantage as well. Credit unions are limited in the amount that they can invest in QSOs. And so when they use a holding company, they can earn earnings at the holding company and invest additional dollars in QSOs without hitting that cap. And so that's another real big advantage that we've been focusing on for credit unions and their strategy over the last few years.
So is that another trend that we're seeing, or is that something that's always existed? Or?
Oh no, it's absolutely a trend. Okay. They've been around for as long as I've been in the industry, but over the last 5 years, I would say that credit unions are rethinking their strategy for QSO investments, and holding companies are a big part of that.
Okay, cool. Oh my gosh, guys. I mean, you can talk all day about this type of stuff. My last question here is any tips or anything like that to share, or any takeaways from your upcoming webinar? I don't want to steal all the thunder here, but anything that you guys want to share from the webinar to kind of pique people's interest even more so coming up for the webinar. John?
Yeah, I'll just say that Brian and I and his colleagues and my colleagues have been working together informally and formally for years. And we have more common clients now than we ever have before. So we'll probably share an example or two or three on some of the trials and tribulations and the opportunities that we see with some of our common QSO clients. So it'll be fun.
Okay, good deal. Brian, any final thoughts here or any takeaways from the upcoming webinar?
Yeah, I think I agree with John. I think the focus was high level here for you today on what we're going to discuss. We'll get into a bunch more examples, a bunch more detail on you know, how credit unions can actually implement some of these things we talked about today.
Okay, good deal. Yeah, and as we all know, you know, there's so much upside with QSOs, and you guys are living it day in and day out. So thank you for all the work that you guys do and promoting this sector of the credit union industry, which is so valuable. I think it's just a no-brainer to look at what's out there, and there's a lot out there for credit unions to pick and choose from and to take advantage of. So for sure. So alrighty, guys, I'm gonna let you get back at it. You probably have some rehearsals or some preparation work to do for the upcoming webinar, but always appreciate your time, your expertise, and your insight. So thank you very much.
Yeah, appreciate you too, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.